Sandpoint Film Festival. It's a short film festival, and we have films from all over the world, as well as local films from Sandpoint, Idaho.
Okay, and what can we expect, and when is it happening? Where is it happening, and times goodies. And places and all things like that?
Well, we're opening up with a pre-production party at Trinity at City Beach, and that's from 4:30 until 6 p.m. on Friday. And Saturday morning from 8 a.m. until 10 a.m., we have a filmmaker's coffee on the Cedar Street Bridge hosted by John and Mary Mayo and Creations. And our film festival kicks off at noon until 9 p.m. And then 9:30, we'll have a post-production party at Trinity at City Beach.
So the filmmaker's coffee on Saturday morning, what will be going on there? That's at Creations and the Cedar Street Bridge.
Yes, and that's we're just offering that to bring people together, filmmakers together, and anyone who's interested in the film festival to discuss the films and just to have a cup of coffee and greet each other.
Mm-hmm. And then the film's festival itself starts, block one starts at noon.
Yes, it starts at noon, and then block two will be at 3. And block three will be at 6, and then we'll have the award ceremony at about 8:30.
So this is a judged showcase of films put on by a large group of people. Each block of films is, it looks like, 13 or more films.
Right. We basically have 6 hours worth of films, and Becky actually takes the films and sorts them out and puts them into order, where the timings work out nicely, and you have a little drama and a little humor right after that.
I think the shortest film is a 4-minute film, and some of them are into 20 minutes. So it's quite a variety of lengths of film.
Yeah, actually, our shortest film is 1 minute.
Okay.
It's a little animated piece. And the what else is nice that Janice has put together is we also have the little theater after each block where the filmmakers go and hopefully meet up with some of the public so the public can talk to the filmmakers after their block, either their movie is shown in the block before, previously and or before, and they can talk to the filmmaker about, you know, their film and or just talk about the films that they just saw. And so it's kind of a nice thing to do in between the blocks of film, that they can go over to the little theater and kind of talk about what's going on in each block of films.
So you have all these films, 1 minute to 20 minutes, and in 3 different blocks, 2-hour blocks, with about an hour in between, it looks like, to kind of have a reception and talk to the filmmakers and get excited about filmmaking. How did this come about, the Sandpoint Filmmakers Network? Eric Spence.
You bet. The network, so we don't have any confusion. The Sandpoint Film Festival is put on by Janice, and she's been doing it for 6 years. So the film festival started a while back, not the Sandpoint Film Festival. We had a festival in town, and when that dropped out, Janice stepped up to the plate, and she brought this to us. So we still have a film festival in town, a local one. And it's not to be confused with the Miller ski films that you see and different things like that. It's actually local people putting this on. It's not a Banff Film Festival that's brought in from another place. On the Filmmakers Network, it is something I started about a year and a half ago, and it was to get filmmakers together in the area because there was a lot of them, and I wanted to see more submissions of local films to the film festival that Janice puts on. And this year, I think we have total Filmmaker Network films in the festival. I myself worked on 4 of them. One was my personal one, and then I think we have a total of 6 local films, and then a couple other even from the state or maybe Washington. So it's nice to see some more local films getting involved and getting submitted to the festival, because I think that's a nice thing to see.
And it's no easy task to put a film together, is it?
Oh, no. It's quite a some people think you just roll the camera and it all happens, but it's a lot of work. If you see a finished for instance, Becky's piece, and I'll let her speak to it, but we shot for, I want to say, roughly 12 or 14 hours on it, and it's a finished, it's about a 16-minute piece, or 10-minute piece, sorry. So We shot for 14 hours and we spent a lot of post-production time. So it's a tremendous amount of work. Most people don't realize how much time goes into that.
In post-production, you're saying a lot of editing.
Yeah, editing and just kind of crafting the film. And, you know, you have a lot of raw footage when you start, obviously, and bringing that into something that is a good story that people actually want to watch.
I don't think that a lot of people actually experience that. But is there any part of this film festival that kind of goes into the... That might be a great film, actually. A film about making a film and what it entails, because no, people just really don't know.
I think, as Becky was talking, that's where the after the films, you can go chat with the filmmakers mm-hmm. or talk about films. I think it's a nice opportunity, and Janice provides that, not only at the morning coffee and then the Friday night thing before, is we can all get together and talk films, and it's our chance to kind of geek out and you know, and talk up the films. But if anybody has questions, it's a great time to chat with the filmmaker about what it takes, what is required, because there's a lot of different roles. It's not just somebody running a camera, it's somebody doing sound, it's somebody running a clapper, it's a director, it's a multitude of people, actors, writers, things like that. So people think of it as just a camera, but it's really not just that.
Mm-hmm. And Eric Darstad, you've been doing this for a while in your life. You are a film producer, or
I'm a cinematographer.
Cinematographer,
which I've done all my life for almost 60 years now.
And how does that? What does the cinematographer do in the film making
basically,
of a film?
Basically, he or she works with a director and responsible for putting it on what used to be film, but now it's hard drive or whatever. And basically responsible for the photography and the lighting and so on, and blocking with the camera. And
doing any of the editing part?
No, that's generally done by an editor.
Just shooting
generally
the
speaking,
film.
Generally speaking, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so the director and the producer would have a lot of direction in that and work
right.
with a cinematographer.
That's right.
Okay. So the Sandpoint Film Festival came about 6 years ago. Where do you find the films that are going to be shown this weekend on All Day Saturday?
Well, originally we just put out flyers and the word was out just to get films in. And now we're working through an outfit through in Spain, and it's called Click for Festivals and also Festival Focus, where it's almost a clearinghouse, if you will, for people to submit their films. And then they send them to us, and we check them out to make sure that they're okay. This year we've had about 350 submissions.
That's right.
And Eric was kind enough to watch each and every single one of them with me.
Except the ones we didn't watch all the way through.
Well, there were those two.
Sure, you could tell in the beginning it was a go or a no-go. Did you eat a lot of popcorn through that process?
Yes, we did. We supported Mr. Redenbacher handsomely.
Uh-huh. That's a lot of films to go through, but it's probably quite interesting because of the variety. It sounds like you have actually winners in different categories. Awards are at 8:30 on Saturday evening for animation, documentary, and narrative.
Yes, there'll be first, second, and third for those, and as well as... an Audience Choice Award for each block, and also an Idaho Filmmaker Award.
And how in the world, who's judging these? And
well,
what do you judge on?
Becky was kind enough to make a...
It's a judge's form.
And a form?
Yeah, it's a form. And there's, I believe, Eric, didn't we go through, each section has about 5 to 6 different sections on what to look at.
That's right, in the different categories.
Yeah, like there's a category, you know, in cinematography, and then there's, hair and makeup, and writing for the screenplay, and I'm trying to think of sound.
Sound, and...
So different things that you look for. And, of course, then the filmmakers themselves understand that those are the important components that make a film
right.
special and unique and qualify for viewing
right.
a larger audience. So what happens with the winners of these categories that we've described? What happens to their film? They get an award.
They get an award, and, you know, sometimes a producer will come along and maybe want to make it into a feature film.
Okay.
So there's that possibility.
So it could be a little bit of a teaser for, or see that this individual has some talent in a certain area.
I think one of the things that they get is the notoriety, too, that they get to put on their, you know, that they won an award. A lot of people who do shorts get to add that to their resume, that their short won an award in a film festival. And that's what a lot of people are pushing for right now. Film festivals are obviously big right now. And the fact that they've won an award is helps with their resume overall, as a, especially at these up-and-coming filmmakers.
So there's folks that are doing it more, I want to say, recreationally because they just have a passion for it. But then there's others that are maybe doing it. They see themselves having a career and moving forward in this field. So it's kind of both that will be shown at the film festival.
I guess often a short film is a great entry point for an up-and-coming filmmaker. It's much easier to do a feature, obviously. You know, all the people involved in it times, you know, times the length is just oftentimes they don't get finished. Features wouldn't. It's a nice entry point for a up and coming filmmaker to be able to submit to a festival and see if their work is up to snuff, will make it to a submission in a festival. And that's a nice thing to be able to do. Some people are looking to do it as a career. Others not. Eric Darstadt has obviously done it for a career and has created some wonderful pieces. Some other people mainly do it as their passion. They do it as art, basically, like somebody would paint is a good example. Somebody would create a movie much like somebody would create a painting.
Or a song.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Sure. So who are the judges? I mean, I think I may have already asked you that, but and do the judges give feedback to each of the filmmakers?
Well, we actually have three judges, and we don't announce the judges simply because there's been a couple situations in the past where people have been confronted, so we kind of let that roll.
I get it. That makes sense.
And
afterwards, is there written feedback to a up-and-coming filmmaker that maybe that's the first time their film was shown?
There have been requests for those before, and so we certainly provide them the score sheets at their request, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think that's important.
It would be if you were just getting into it to kind of see where you stand, because if you weren't first, second, and third place, you still would want to know.
Kind right, of. And oftentimes there's just a point or two in between the films that are winning,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes even a tie.
So it's a point system.
Yes.
All right. Becky, is this your first film submission?
In Sandpoint Film Festival, yes. Mm-hmm.
Do you want to give us a little teaser about your film?
It's a story about a woman who had a run-in with a man when she was very young, and she takes out revenge on him later on in life.
Okay. It's called I'll Take Oliver. Mm-hmm. And that's on Friday night, or Saturday night, I mean.
Saturday. It's the third block. Yeah.
So this is pretty exciting. What has been the response in Sandpoint to the film festival? This will be the sixth year.
Well, it seems to be growing. We actually, when Fred and Trevor Greenfield left with Lake Dance, he called me in June of 2010, and he said, we're leaving. And we had worked on their feature film festival for those 4 years. So as soon as I hung the phone, I called Becky and I said, we're going to do a film festival. And she said, okay. So we got together and pulled some films together in the little theater. And it was, you know, there were some people there. It wasn't very crowded. And then it kept building over the years. And the third year, Becky suggests, let's move into the big theater. And immediate response was no way, because if you have five people show up, it doesn't look good. You know, it's rough. But as it turned out, it grew that year. That was the fourth year. So now this is our third.
No, it was third. We went in third.
Third year.
Yeah.
Third year.
Yeah, it was our third. We've been in the big theater. For 3 years now. Yeah.
There's
so probably, getting better.
Mm-hmm, there's probably people that come for the whole thing. And you can buy a ticket. You call it All Access Pass. And that also gets you into pre-production party, filmmakers' coffee, all of the films, and the awards ceremony afterwards. And post production party also. Wow. There's lots of partying going on
here. There's a lot of partying going on. You know, this is just all about having a good time. We have a lot of fun with this. And the minute it gets to be any kind of work, that's it. But it's a blast. Uh-huh. And just watching these films and seeing what people have on their minds is wonderful, really.
Janice, you've been doing this now for quite a while. What motivates you besides having fun?
I think that's it.
Okay.
Just because I'm so, it's so much fun putting this together, and I'm fairly organized most of the time. On time. I get my stuff done last mm-hmm. week, and sometimes it drives people crazy, but it comes together. And I mean, she runs the projector in the theater, and without her, couldn't do that. Without Eric, I couldn't do that, this film festival either. He's my lean-to guy all the time. And Bernice Webb also, she's our secretary treasurer, awesome, runs the books like clockwork. And we have Carrie Thompson, she's in Priest River, and she does the help out with our festival as well. Eric is awesome. He always includes us in his monthly meetings. So we have a good support system here.
Mm-hmm. How many of the films in this film festival are local?
Eric?
I think there's six local films. We have a documentary by John Mayo about Eric Darstad. We also have a film called Techno Madness from Mary Mayo about EMF exposure, just kind of asking questions about that. Another film called Give Up the Ghost was done by director Rob Lindner. Another film called Spread the Virus, and it's about spreading kindness, and the director is Haley Hines on that. I also have a film that's all my own called The County Poorhouse. And it was the place that people had to go before there was Social Security. And if you were destitute, you ended up at the poorhouse, and you did what you could to support the system there, but that's where you ended up. And it was mainly men in Sandpoint, but we still have a remnant of that structure still standing. So,
is that out near the, in Ponderay?
It's actually right off of Great Northern Road.
Okay. So it sounds like your film, The County Poorhouse, is a documentary. Is that kind of how you would put it in?
It is, and it's kind of a, it's not a, I wouldn't say it's a standard documentary. It's more, it's kind of a conglomeration of stories that I researched from the Bonner County Historical Museum, as well as interviews that I did. And then I put together essentially a narrative told by a gentleman who lived in the poorhouse, and that's the structure of it, if you will. It's not standard. I wouldn't call it standard documentary fare, where you're getting an interview and then some footage, but it is a documentary, yes.
And what motivated you to do a film such as this?
Well, I had a good friend, Shannon Abermite. She mentioned the poorhouse to me, and she said there's a structure. She said she doesn't even know it's still around, and it looks like a, she said it looked like a dinosaur came and kind of chewed off half the building, and truly that's what it looks like. It's a spectacle to behold, and it's because half of it had to get torn down. It was at a state of pretty bad disrepair, and they tore it down and reused some of the materials for another house. But what motivated me was just her description of it, and I thought I had to go seek this out and find it. And then once I was there, it's a strange feeling to be walking in the footsteps of people who, it's like the door was closed, you know, 50 years ago, and you get to then experience that. So it's, once you're there, the motivation is pretty easy to have.
So every film has that initial spark of motivation. Somehow something interests someone and they go forward. Then get a bunch of friends together. I know, Eric, I saw your film about the tattoo, the groups down in L.A. I don't even know the name.
Oh, G-Dog.
Yeah, that was a great film. Something motivated all of those people. They pulled enough people together to make a film that really moved people. In the end, I suppose there's the hope that someone gets inspired, moved, educated in some way by what the work that you're doing. And is that the hope?
Yeah, for me, I really am big on history in town. I think we have a lot of newcomers that come to Sandpoint and they don't really know what came before. Even just 5 and 10 years ago, they don't really understand what we have and what we have now is different. And you know, not that anything is good or bad. I just like to remind people of things that come before. So.
Okay, well, I think that there's more to talk about. We're here in the studios of 88.5 KRFY. We're here with a whole bunch of people from the Sandpoint Film Festival and the Sandpoint Filmmakers Network, talking about a whole bunch of things with film and the upcoming Sandpoint Film Festival this weekend. I'd like to come back, but I'd like to play a song. Are you okay with a song this morning?
Fabulous.
Okay.
All about music.
This is The Beach Boys, Good Vibration. And the reason I picked this song, it's a great song, don't you all agree? In 1966, it was the number one song today on the Billboard charts. Let's hear Good Vibration. Stay with us. This is 88.5 KRFY. We'll be right back. Beach Boys, Good Vibrations.
I love the colorful clothes you wear. And the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me softly smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me excitations, good, 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 good vibrations, good, 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 excitations, good, 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 good vibrations.
And that was the Beach Boys' Good Vibration on this beautiful day. It's Wednesday, November 4th. And we're here in the studios of 88.5 with the Sandpoint Filmmakers Network and the Sandpoint Film Festival Group. And we're talking about the upcoming Sandpoint Film Festival. And Eric Darstead, we were talking during the break. Can you give us some examples of some of the films that we can hope or expect to view during the film festival this Saturday?
Yes. Like Jenna said, these films come from all over the world. It's a lot of films from France, Spain, Argentina, and a couple of films from Iran, one from Cuba. So it's a variety of subjects, some serious, some not so serious. In the first block, there's a sweet little film from Iran called A Letter to the Sky, which is about a little boy who writes letters to his dad, who was killed, a firefighter, who was killed in a line of duty. And it's a very sweet little film. In the second block, there's La Condena, which is a Spanish film about an older couple who are facing eviction and how they deal with that in terms of their lives. There's a one from Cuba, Las Ventanas, or Windows in English. It's a very well-crafted film about a woman in Cuba.
So,
there's some very good animated films, like, for example, Rue de Flore from France. It's when we, when Dan and I looked at it, we couldn't quite understand it, what it was all about, but it was so nicely done that it was really a wonderful film to watch.
Nicely done, you mean the cinematography and the music?
Well, it was an, this was an animated film, so it was... It was just well-crafted.
And that's called?
Rue de Flore.
Okay.
So there's a variety of films from all over. There's we didn't have too many documentary submissions, but the ones that are in there are good. And I think it's because of most documentaries are longer than 20 minutes. So
that's what you were talking about before the interview here. Documentaries typically are longer because there's a lot of information to get in to kind of fill the story in and bring the picture. So there's three categories. Does anyone want to describe those just a little bit? They're kind of obvious, but what do they mean? Animation, documentary, and narrative.
Well, animation, of course, is animation, animated films of various sorts where you see, can watch how certain people treat animation. Like, for example, the shortest film in the festival from Denmark is a very well-done film. It's about animals facing extinction. In documentary category, there's one about a shoemaker. There's well, there's Eric's film about the county poorhouse here in Sandpoint. There's a couple others... Narrative film, of course, is story films based on a fictional story, which may be based on true events or not. But
mm-hmm. Okay, so how would someone get involved in what's going on here in Sandpoint, the Filmmakers Network?
Yeah, thanks. First, I want to put in a plug for the All Access Pass. Anybody that really enjoys short films or film in general, that's really a great way to support the festival for $20 and be able to get into all the blocks, as well as the breakfast and the night before gathering where you can have wine and hors d'oeuvres. And so lots of great opportunities there. To get involved with the Filmmakers Network, you can go to sandpointfilmmakers.net, and you can simply just join. It doesn't really matter what you do if you want to be part of it. There's lots of roles, as I mentioned earlier, and anybody can be involved to the very micro level to a very major level. Somebody's a writer, they have a story they've always wanted to put to a film, that's maybe a good idea. Somebody's a camera operator and they want to maybe enhance their craft, that's a good thing to do. But sandpointfilmmakers.net.
Okay, so if you have a story, you might find the other people that will help bring your story to life on the screen.
Exactly. And you know, it's really even goes down to somebody to provide food when you're shooting. There's a whole multitude of roles. So it if somebody thinks they don't fit in, they're wrong, because everybody really fits into the process.
Mm-hmm. And more information about the film festival that's coming up this Saturday. Janice.
Okay, so we actually have several outlets to purchase the All Access Pass or the pass for one block. Creations on the Bridge is selling those tickets, as well as Sandpoint Vegetarians, which is Eric Ridgway, and the Panada Theater. We are offering the nonprofit organizations half of the ticket price that goes to them if they sell those tickets. So trying to join forces with the nonprofits in town.
Is the Sandpoint Film Festival and the Sandpoint Filmmakers Network nonprofit? I mean, probably not the film festival, but the network.
Well, actually, Sandpoint Films is a nonprofit organization.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And Sandpoint Filmmakers Network is not. It's just additional work on my part to pull that off. So mm-hmm. I haven't done it. It may come about at some point, but right now, no.
To fill out the 501c3 papers.
Yeah, well, and the additional tax forms and all of that. So yeah. I haven't gone there. I don't really want to create additional work for myself. I'd much rather be filming, actually.
I get it. So again, this Saturday, go ahead, Janice, you just tell us all about it. And you had some thank yous you wanted to throw out, too.
Oh, sure. I'd like to thank Eric Ridgway for being our MC again this year. He's wonderful. And I'd like to thank John and Mary Mayo and Bernice Webb, Becky Rivek, of course, Patricia Walker, Mitchell Fullerton, Tina Gores, and Donna Short, who's been helping out with creations.
A lot of people to thank. And Becky, you wanted to say something, I can see.
Well, and also just Janice, she does a lot of work every year on this, and she keeps giving me a lot of credit, but she was the one who came up with the idea to do this short film festival from the beginning, and she forgets to thank herself a lot, so she needs to take a lot of credit for this, because she makes it happen every year. So.
And that's Janice Gerarzebeck.
Yes.
And Becky, are you excited for, is this your first film?
No, it's not.
But it's always exciting to bring out your new film.
So, yes, it is. Mm-hmm. It will be fun to have done a lot of the work. And I also, my company is Idaho Grip and Lighting. I own a grip and electric truck here in Sandpoint. So I know I've been in the film industry my whole life, working life also.
Oh.
So my background is the film industry. So that's, and, but Janice, Janice has done a lot of work, and she needs to remember that about herself, too.
Thank you, Janice. Yeah. Yes.
Well, I would really like to thank Frontier Communications, our big sponsor this year, and they graciously donated a nice big fat check, which allowed us to produce a festival this year. I'd like to also thank Elsesser Jarzebeck Anderson, Elliot McDonald, Brad and Susan Johnson and their family, Rickety Rack, Winter Ridge, Trinity, Earthrise Films, and also Idaho Grip and Lighting, of course, Becky Rivek.
Lots of people to thank. A big shout out to to everyone for putting this together. It's kind of become something people look forward to in Sandpoint. It put Sandpoint on the map in the film short industry, these creative endeavors that people have. I know Missoula has a film festival too. I just think it's so interesting. You reviewed 350 films and came up with 37 to show. So you picked out the best, I'm sure. And that's this weekend on Saturday. The films are on Saturday in blocks. You can get an all-access pass and go to all kinds of events. Starting on Friday night, pre-production party at Trinity, Filmmakers Coffee Saturday morning, and then the festival itself starting at noon on Saturday and going all the way to 8 p.m. in the evening, awards at 8:30, and then post-production party. Oh my goodness, you guys like to have fun. That's what I think. And more information, you can go to a website.
SandpointFilmFestival.com.
Okay. We really want to thank everyone for being here. This is 88.5 KRFY. And I want to, so thank you, Eric, Becky, Janice, and Tim over there with filming this little interview, and Julie in the corner. We're happy to have you here anytime, and we hope you have a successful event. We're going to have a song. This is Josh Ritter's new song called Young Moses. And he just came out with this, Sermon on the Rocks. It's acclaimed CD that just came out. Also, stay with us. We have another interview in just as soon as the song is over with Emily Levine and the Sandpoint Farmers Market holiday market that's going on this weekend. So stay with us, and we'll be right back.